Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Let's talk about John the Baptist. Let's go to Luke 3, verse 7. Then said John the Baptist to the multitude that came forth to be baptized to him, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Couple neat things here. First of all, important people were coming to John. He could have been a hero. He could have been influenced. He could have influenced them. He could have got a big position. Here's a guy totally sold out, knowing what's going on, miraculously filled with the Holy Ghost from birth. Remember, he kicked when he met when his mom met Mary. He kicked in the belly. John the Baptist was not any ordinary guy. He wasn't going to be bought. He wasn't going to be swayed. How did he meet all the celebrities of that day? He said, You generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? And you know, without Jesus in us, that's us. All we care about is me, myself, and I. And we forget about the wrath of God. We forget about Sodom and Gomorrah. We forget about Noah's flood. We forget about the narrow gate. We forget few are going to find it. We forget these things. Why? Because the flesh and the spirit are contrary to one another. And unless we renew our minds, fight the good fight of faith, endure to the end to be saved, be serious and sober, realizing Satan is like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. This is a war, people. Every single day for your soul. You can see it being manifested. Just this week, England, just elected a Hindu from East Africa as its prime minister. England! Now, you might want to yawn about that, but read 28 of Deuteronomy, where people from other nations will come in and take your land. Yes, other religions. They'll take your children, they'll take your women. And that's what we see happening to all these countries that used to be Christian countries. Totally overrun with foreigners, foreign religions, taking their women, destroying their cultures. That's just a physical manifestation of what's happening in the spirit of that country. There are demons, there are devils, there are unclean spirits, they're absolutely everywhere. And they have one goal in mind, destroying, killing, stealing everything that God's created, and in particular, those that are made in his image. Let me continue on with John the Baptist. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. And you're a tree, gang. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth forth not good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. What kind of fruit are you bearing? What kind of fruit am I bearing? Do I have patience? Do I have love? Do I have faith? Or do I have revenge and hatred and selfishness and totally consumed with the drunkenness and lusts of this world? What kind of tree am I? Well, most of the time you could tell a tree by its fruit. And sometimes fruit doesn't happen all at once. It takes a season for fruit to come. And the people asked him, saying, What shall we do then? And he answered and he said unto them, He that hath two coats, let him impart him that hath none. And he that hath food, meat, let him do likewise. That's the first thing he said to the masses. Basically, share, lend, get your eyes off yourself, help people out. Now he's going to talk to the tax collectors. Then came he also to the publicans to be baptized. And they said unto him, Master, what shall we do? The publicans. And John the Baptist said unto them, Exact no more that which is appointed unto you. Don't rip people off. Be honest. Yes, that's what he told the tax collectors. Now there's some soldiers coming up to him. You could throw soldiers, people in authority, police, anybody in his. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him. That's pretty interesting. They demanded, what am I going to do? Because sometimes soldiers and police can get a little arrogant. Hey, they're the holders of righteousness. They're to protect the masses. Who are you to tell me what to do? Well, John the Baptist is going to tell them. And what shall we do? And John the Baptist told the soldiers, do violence to no man. Isn't that interesting? And that meant intimidate. Don't intimidate. Don't do violence to any man. Neither accuse anybody falsely. In other words, be just in how you treat people. And be content with your wages. Isn't that something? Be happy with what you're getting paid. Contentment. Wow, this is brass tacks, just run-of-the-mill, ordinary stuff that every person should understand. Help your fellow neighbor. Don't rip anybody off. Don't intimidate anybody. Don't be violent to anybody. Run-of-the-mill. And as the people were in expectation, and all men, reasoned in their hearts of John, whether he were the Christ or not. See, this is how bad it had gotten. Somebody just gave them some logical knowledge, and they're thinking this might be the Savior of the world. That's how bad it could get, gang. That reasonable, common knowledge, anybody could say it, and you might actually think they're God. That's how dark things were. That's how dark they are. But this is how John answered. And like I said, John had the chance. All the celebrities were coming to him. He had the chance to be a big wheel. He hit him right between the eyes. You brood of vipers. In other words, you snakes. John answered, saying unto them, All, he said this to everyone, the soldiers, the tax collectors, the people, the rich, the poor, all of them. I indeed baptize you with water. See, his baptism was just a sign. It was a sign of what to come. It was in a parable form. He said, I baptize you with water. But one mightier than I comes, whose latchet of shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. I don't know about you. All right, they were lining up to get John's baptism with water. But I want that baptism, the one that was mightier than John. I'll read that again. I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I comes, whose latchet I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. You know, when the Holy Ghost comes into you and you have that baptizing, and the true word of baptize means to cleanse, to wash. When the Holy Ghost washes you, and gives you a new heart, and gives you conviction. Here comes the baptism of fire. That's the fight. That's the fire that burns off your human nature, that burns off the hate, burns off the greed, burns off the lust, burns off the envy, burns off the worry, burns off the anxiety. That's the baptism that you want. The one mightier than John. And then John goes to explain a little bit more about Jesus here. Remember, John came to be a messenger, the forerunner of the one coming, whose fan is in his hand. You know, in the fan, you have a fan in your hand. What you do with that fan, you put it on the fire, and it makes the fire, you know, the bellows, the more air you throw into that fire, the stronger it gets. That's the fan he's talking about, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and will gather the wheat in his garner, but the chaff he will burn with a fire unquenchable. See, the Lord Jesus Christ, with that baptism of fire and that baptism of the Holy Ghost, divides you. He divides the wheat from the chaff within you first. And he's going to make you righteous. He is. And he's going to burn off the greed and the lust. And he's going to let the modesty and the love grow. This is what he does. This is what he specializes in. He's God. And many other things in his exhortation preached he unto the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, being reproved by him for Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done, added yet this above all, that he should put John in prison. John the Baptist looked Herod right in the eye and said, "Why did you take your brother Philip's wife? You adulterer!" John the Baptist meets the king. Here's another celebrity. And what did he say? He said, "You took your brother Philip's wife, Herodias." And Herodias hated John the Baptist so bad for that, that it went into a different realm outside of humanity. And even though she could have been given half the kingdom, what she wanted, his head on a platter. Gang, we are living in such evil times, I don't even know how to pray anymore. I just yell out to God, "Help and please come. Help and please come." And this is what it's all about. So we got to stay focused on the Lord, and we got to realize, just like John the Baptist, that we want the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and there's going to be fire that comes with it. And it's not going to be comfortable, but it's something we need to exist. And it's a fight. But get back to practicalities. Just like John the Baptist told the soldiers, the publicans, and the general public. Basically, treat others the way you want to be treated. Don't be violent towards one another. Don't rip each other off. And help each other in need. Yes. This is what it's all about. This is called being a doer of the word. Memorizing all the Bible verses doesn't matter unless you put it into action. Talking about how kind and loving you are doesn't matter unless you guard your mouth and you realize to control your tongue and you treat each other right. Yes, the foundation is just built on sand unless you put it into action. And that's what builds it on a rock. Come, Lord Jesus, during these times. Lord, do we ever need you? Protect us, teach us, guide us. Thank you, Lord. We know nobody in the universe loves us more than you do because you died for us. But now you tell us it's our turn to pick up our cross. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.